Unit 4. How do you make that dish? Part B. Listen to the conversations at dinner. Number the dishes from 1 to 3. 1.
This is very healthy, and it only takes a few minutes to make. What kind of vegetables do you use? You can use almost anything you like, but I like tomatoes, red peppers, bean sprouts, and some onions. Then what? Well, first, you slice the vegetables into thin pieces.
Okay.
After that, you heat a little oil in a frying pan or wok until it's really hot. Then add the vegetables and stir them until they're lightly cooked.
How long does that take?
Oh, 3 or 4 minutes. Don't overcook them. Then you can add some spices, like salt and pepper, or whatever you want to add flavor. I put in a little soy sauce. And that's about it.
Two.
I've never made one of these. Do you make your own, or do you just buy them frozen?
I like to make my own. Then I can put whatever I like on them.
And do you make the dough for the crust?
Well, no, actually. I buy that from the supermarket. It's easier. You also need some tomato sauce, some shrimp, and vegetables, like tomatoes and garlic.
How do you start?
First, spread the dough out into plate-sized pieces to make the crusts. Then sprinkle them with a little olive oil.
Okay.
Then spread your tomato sauce over the dough, add the shrimp and the garlic, and bake for about 20 minutes.
3.
Have you ever tried making this?
Oh, sure. It's pretty easy, really.
What do you need?
Well, some ground beef, garlic, onions, and spices, and some breadcrumbs.
What are the breadcrumbs for?
They hold the balls together.
Okay. What about the sauce?
Well, I usually just use canned tomato sauce.
So tell me how you make it.
First, chop up the garlic and onions very finely and then fry them. Next, mix them with the meat and add some spices and breadcrumbs. After that, you make the meatballs.
Do they just cook in the sauce?
First, I like to fry them a little until they're brown on the outside. Then cook them in the sauce for about 20 minutes.
Part C. Listen again. Check true or false. 1.
This is very healthy, and it only takes a few minutes to make.
What kind of vegetables do you use?
You can use almost anything you like, but I like tomatoes, red peppers, bean sprouts, and some onions.
Then what?
Well, first, you slice the vegetables into thin pieces.
Okay.
After that, you heat a little oil in a frying pan or wok until it's really hot. Then add the vegetables and stir them until they're lightly cooked.
How long does that take?
Oh, 3 or 4 minutes. Don't overcook them. Then you can add some spices, like salt and pepper, or whatever you want to add flavor. I put in a little soy sauce. And that's about it.
2.
I've never made one of these. Do you make your own, or do you just buy them frozen?
I like to make my own. Then I can put whatever I like on them.
And do you make the dough for the crust?
Well, no, actually. I buy that from the supermarket. It's easier. You also need some tomato sauce, some shrimp, and vegetables, like tomatoes and garlic.
How do you start?
First, spread the dough out into plate-sized pieces to make the crusts. Then sprinkle them with a little olive oil.
Okay.
Then spread your tomato sauce over the dough, add the shrimp and the garlic, and bake for about 20 minutes.
3.
Have you ever tried making this?
Oh, sure. It's pretty easy, really.
What do you need?
Well, some ground beef, garlic, onions, and spices, and some breadcrumbs.
What are the breadcrumbs for?
They hold the balls together.
Okay. What about the sauce?
Well, I usually just use canned tomato sauce.
So tell me how you make it.
First, chop up the garlic and onions very finely and then fry them. Next, mix them with the meat and add some spices and breadcrumbs. After that, you make the meatballs.
Do they just cook in the sauce?
First, I like to fry them a little until they're brown on the outside. Then cook them in the sauce for about 20 minutes.